You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m., with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today we have a very special guest, Judy Herman. She is a licensed professional counselor and a mental health provider out of the Chattanooga, Tennessee area, and she runs Judy Counselor, who is helping leaders and families create a connection beyond conflict, which just sounds fantastic. Judy, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, John. I'm glad to join you.
You're very welcome. Okay. Judy Counselor, that's you, I imagine.
Yes, sir, it's judycounselor.com if you wanted to check in where that's at.
Wonderful. Yes. Now, what are you helping the people of Chattanooga, Tennessee with?
Well, my focus is working with leaders, entrepreneurs, business people, those that are in the healthcare profession and education. I help them create connection beyond conflict. A lot of times, and actually it's just human to experience conflict in relationships.
Right.
And a lot of times it keeps us stuck. If we don't have the skills with which to move beyond that, there's tremendous potential for us in relationship and how to make that space between two people emotionally safe. And that's what I help people with. I love working with couples, and I also work with individuals too, but definitely to have the skills. It's a speaker-listener technique that I help couples with, and it is a dialogue method, and it's really powerful and awesome, and it's based upon Imago therapy, which I have further training in, and it's just been very transformational.
Now, with the relationships, is it mostly, like, are these romantically involved relationships, or do you also deal with, like, employee-boss? Do you help people with just all their relationships? Are you more specialized in, like, couples, romantic, stuff like that?
I do specialize with couples and romantic relationships, but I also work with other relationships as well, whether that's, a parent with their adult child,
right,
or it might be intergenerational. I do group work, and it's a really powerful method that works across the board, and certainly, employer-employee or business partner to business partner. The method is really very versatile, so to speak.
Right, sort of like a cookie cutter.
Well, it actually is very different. It's kind of like a safety net. It is a structure, yes, if that's what you mean by cookie cutter.
Right.
But
it's also
very, very individualized as well. But it's having the skills with which to hold back reactivity, which there's a part of our brain, John, that just kicks in when we get triggered. When somebody can say something that to one person it's a benign comment, but to the other person it just really triggers perhaps a deeper place that we know nothing about, but the brain will respond in such a way. It's that amygdala. It's a very reactive place in the brain, and that's where we have the escalation, and we step on each other as air hose, so to speak, and we don't know that we're doing it. So how, like some folks and most of us, we will get in this feedback loop, and we don't realize what's going on. What Imago therapy does and the dialogue method, it brings to our awareness the things that are going on undercurrent. The subconscious things begin to be aware so that you're not reacting in this part of the brain that says, oh, it's dangerous to be here. I'm going to die if I don't do something. I have to fight, or I have to flee or freeze. And that disconnects us. But there's some connection that can happen as a result of that awareness.
So if you're feeling this fight or flight type of feeling, whether you're in your romantic relationship with your girlfriend or boyfriend, are you saying that there's basically a way in which we can kind of treat that and hone that in to work for us?
Absolutely. Yes. Actually, high conflict that couples are coming in for and they've got high conflict going on, most of the time it's things that are coming to the surface they have no idea about, that perhaps happened before the age of 9 years old.
Wow.
And so there's woundedness in our childhoods. And to bring that to awareness and live in the now is the whole idea, and how to join hands, so to speak, and be each other's soul healers rather than rewounding, so we can establish some empathy and we can make a difference. But it's like the longing of our souls are coming to the surface with our romantic relationships, and we are going to try to do our unfinished business unknowingly with this other person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was going to ask you now. Are you suggesting that, I guess in your experience with the relationships and the couples that you have coming into your office, you're saying that some of their issue and conflict, it nothing to do with the relationship at all?
Well, not necessarily. It does have something to do with the relationship, but probably it's kind of like that iceberg analogy where you see maybe 10% of the tip of that iceberg, but underneath there's 90% that you have, you know, nothing about. So it's learning how to be aware of that. Now, we're so complicated as human beings anyway, and there's so much mystery to our lives anyway, and there's a lot to neuroscience. But it's a matter of, so what I'm saying is we're not going to know everything there is to know about ourselves and about the person we're in relationship with, other than the journey, the life journey that we're on. And so that's why it's so valuable. But no, we can't say that, oh, it's all 100% what happened in my childhood, but certainly there's things going on that's rewounding that. But the thing is, John, it's so amazing that the reason we have chemistry with another person and we get into relationship with them anyway, as in a romance, is because of all this undercurrent familiar ways that we've related. And that's the beauty of it. So the very thing that connects us is also the very thing that causes that conflict. If there's a lot of energy, that's actually probably a very good sign that this couple is a good fit for each other.
Right.
Because only the other can really bring out that part that needs to be healed in each other.
Now, Judy,
and
this is...
And it diffuses... Go ahead.
I was going to say, now, this is probably a question for you, and it's probably a rhetorical question, but... how important is communication in a relationship?
I actually wrote a blog post recently on that, John, that is called, the name of this blog post is The Secret to a Healthy Relationship is Not What You Think. And I address that communication with a capital C is generally not the secret, but it's being able to dialogue, how to really seek to hear and understand your partner and set the stage for you know, their otherness and the differences. So anyway, I encourage, that's an awesome question that you asked. And but what I address in that article also, John, is how normal communication can easily turn into power control situations. And you know that opposites attract. And so one person in the relationship may be very verbose and able to perhaps even, you know, use their words to manipulate and control the other. So how to diffuse that, and how to just show up and appreciating the other with an attitude of, what I don't understand here, I'm going to be curious about instead. And how can I be more aware? How can I be more compassionate?
Right.
How can I be more understanding?
Now, Judy, you kind of opened yourself up for this one, so I have to ask it. But in your professional experience, what do you think, with all the relationships that you've worked with, what do you think is the secret to a healthy relationship?
Again, I think it's when two people have this attitude of being open and understanding of each other, and where both can walk away from a conversation, so to speak, and know that they have been heard and understood. That's, I guess, in a nutshell.
Wow.
There's yeah.
Well, so, Judy, we have to unfortunately end the show in just about a minute, but I wanted to give you the opportunity, of course. Where can people find Judy Herman? Do you have a website? Do you have a Facebook page? Hook us up.
Yes, yes. It's judycounselor.com, and that counselor is spelled counselor.com. My Facebook page is Judy Counselor with a number 1 next to it, and my Twitter handle is Judy K. Herman. And there is a free resource if anybody would like to download my Relationship Dignity Manifesto ebook. It's available for free on my website, judycounselor.com. I'd love to meet with you there.
Wonderful. Judy Herman of Judy Counselor, a licensed professional counselor and a mental health provider out of the Chattanooga area. Thank you so much for coming on and giving us a little insight into your professional world.
You're welcome, John. It's my pleasure.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.